deposed opposition leader Susan Lee has resigned from Parliament, leaving the seat of Farah vacant. Farah is one of New South Wales' largest electorates, and the race is now on to choose the next MP. The electorate covers more than 125,000 square kilometres and includes the cities of Albury, Griffith, and towns like Hay, where the Riverina Grazier will cover the campaign. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan asked General Manager at the Riverina Grazier, Krista Shade, about the community's reaction towards Ms Lee's resignation.
I think people generally are ready for a bit of a change. Susan has held very popularly, I might say, held the seat of Farah for a long time, a couple of decades. And leading up until the last election, it had been a very safe seat for her. She'd been a popular member of parliament and had won every election, obviously. The last election, there was a bit of a scare from an independent and it ended up being a two-horse race with only, you know, 6 or 7% of the votes between them. So it definitely narrowed in the last election. So I think there's a bit of a mixed reaction. So the traditional voters who have always supported Susan are quite disappointed. They thought that her exit speech was quite gracious, despite what had happened in the Liberal Party room. You know, she was pretty well soundly ousted, but she then came across quite gracious and retired with grace. And the other half of the electorate, I think, is keen for change and ready for a by-election.
So for our listeners who are unfamiliar, what areas does the seat of Farah cover in New South Wales?
Farah is massive. Like, I think it covers 15% of the state. So if you go from kind of Albury on the border of Victoria all the way along the border, all the way to the South Australian border, and as high up as into Carrathool Shire. So it takes in the major towns of the big towns. So Albury, Griffith, Deniliquin, but there's also kind of Leeton, Narandra, Hay, Wentworth, Barranald, Corowa. Like, it covers the Murray River all along the Victorian border, all the way to the South Australian border, and really quite a diverse community. You've got kind of almost outback areas in the Wentworth and Barranald and Hay shires, and then quite metro in, you know, Griffith and Albury.
So what are the most pressing issues the community is facing that will need some attention from the new MP later in the year?
I think if we're looking at federal issues, definitely the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. So water rights, irrigation, water for the environment, extremely topical. It's complex. And in places like particularly, say, Griffith as an example, a city of 30 or 40,000 that is built on irrigation. So there's a lot of industry voices there that are looking for an agricultural voice. But then there's also very important environmental areas in the catchment, in the electorate as well. So Yanga National Park and Guyini and all of those wetland areas. It covers a lot of river communities. So water and water security and who gets to use water is going to be really important. I think cost of living and housing, I don't think it would matter where you were holding an election, cost of living and housing are important to everyone, and healthcare.
Now, it's a very interesting electorate because, well, Susan Lee, as you mentioned, has been there for around 20, 25 years. Who are some of the candidates who are keen to win the seat at Parliament House?
So Michelle Millthorpe is an independent who ran against Susan Lee last year and ended up being that two-horse racer. She publicly came out straight away and said that she was going to run again. She has announced her candidacy already. One Nation, Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party, have indicated they will stand a candidate. They haven't released who that will be yet, but we've heard reports. Helen Dalton has confirmed that she has been approached by Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party. So Helen Dalton is an independent member. She's state member for Murray, which also sits within the federal seat of Farah. But as of, you know, today, things move quickly, but as of today, Ms. Dalton has said that she hasn't made any decision yet. Interestingly, if she ran, that would then cause another by-election in the New South Wales seat of Murray. There's an Albury State MP who's also rumoured to perhaps be the Liberal Party candidate. Again, it's interesting to be in news at the moment in Farah.
So my understanding is that Farah was a safe seat for the last years because Susan Lee was there. How will this by-election play this year, you think?
If you just go on the results of the last election, so in 2025, there was a big swing against Susan Lee or against the Liberal Party towards the independent Michelle Millthorpe. I think it's safe to say that since then, the Liberal Party has had a lot of issues, a lot of problems. Whether they are able to regroup, the new Liberal leader, Angus Taylor, is able to provide a settled option, project an aura of, you know, leadership and be able to give voters in Farah a conservative option.
General Manager at the Riverina Grazier, Krista Shade, speaking with the Wise Eduardo Jordan.